What a great win. You got some monkey off your back finally, didn't you? How does that feel?
It feels great. Feels real good.
Well, you guys have been battling here for 7 years right now, able to get the playoff monkey off your back. You guys really came out and played a great first half, if you ask me. It looked like you guys were able to dominate, dictate what you wanted to do in the ball game. Looked rather easy, in my opinion.
Well, we didn't know. You know, coming out, the big question mark was the offensive and defensive line. They're big. I mean, you walk on the field, they're big kids. And so that we didn't know. We thought if we could control the offensive line of scrimmage, we could get the running game going, then it opens up the play-action pass. You know, so it did. You know, Max Ramsey, Shane Bennett, Salvador Aldana, Eli Mangels, Trey Welch, they dominated the line of scrimmage to start the game, and it was awesome. I mean, we could run whatever we wanted to start with.
Let's talk about some of the drives there, because you guys went down on fourth down three times, twice on one drive. You basically started somewhere right around the 15-yard line, went the full length of the field, two fourth and longs right there. LaSalle, the guy that he is, and we'll talk about him just a little bit, able to take off on a nice little run there, keeps that drive going. And then on the fourth down, the nice throw right there to Gilbert right down the seam, hitting right in stride for the touchdown. Really kind of kept this team fired up and got the motivation going. You could look over at the other players right there for Cardinals. Looked like they were beat up already as the game continued.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about having someone like Tyler is he's a dual threat. The most frustrating thing in the world for a defensive coordinator is have everything covered up and then a quarterback end up scrambling for a first down on you. And that's what he's done all year long. I mean, that's what makes him so good is that, you know, the pocket's not there, he's going to escape, and he's so fast and so versatile in the open field that he's going to pick up a lot of first downs, you know, with his legs. You know, Clay Gilbert's been a guy all year long that Tyler's kind of trusted. You know, we put him down in the tight end position, runs the seam. They're playing too high safety, you know, which opens up the seam right up the middle. As long as he could get past the linebackers, you know, and didn't get bumped off his routes, it was open most of the night. So, you know, he did. He made some great reads, made some great plays with his feet, and kept the drives going. And, man, I was impressed that we burned, you know, 6-7 minutes off the clock in each one of those drives. That was huge. You know, we kept their offense off the field.
Well, Hanzik, at one time, I think I had you guys for 11 plays. You guys right around 32, just shoving it down their throat right there, getting the play over, running the clock off too, and getting some positive things going on. Hanzik, you talked about last week, you're able to shut down Clark. Hanzik comes in this ballgame. I've only got him for under 20 yards rushing in this ballgame, less than 70 on the passing. Know that his passing wasn't very good. Same thing with Tyler LaSalle, though. He comes into this ballgame going both ways. Maybe struggled tonight on the passing. I had some guys in his face. Really didn't. I just wonder if he was trying to get calmed down or not. And then on his rushing, had 82 at half, but then kind of fell back just a little bit. Might have came up with about 75 yards in this ball game.
Yeah, early on he was nervous. You know, he had some wide open looks with the play action pass, and he overthrew him. You know, and it was just nerves. He saw it open, and he waited for it to be open, and he threw over the top of him rather than just stepping up and making the throw to it. And you could tell. You know, he was really nervous on those first couple. We came out the very first play, ran, you know, a play action pass. We were wide open down the sideline, and he tucked tail and ran real quick. He was nervous to start the game, but, you know, he still made some great. When it came time that we had to have the big play, like you said, on the third and fourth down, he stepped up and made some great plays, you know.
Go over on the defensive side of the ball. You got Bennett and Ramsey on the outside. I talked about Holcomb wins this ball game. Linebackers are going to need to be making some tackles right up the middle or get to the outside. I thought they did a fantastic job on defense.
Yeah, definitely. Salvador Aldana, you know, we had to move him back to play inside backer from the nose position whenever, you know, Tucker went down. So tonight, we're going to go back and watch on film. He was just crashing in there. I mean, he was playing like a nose tackle at a linebacker position. As soon as he saw his read, man, there was two or three times he hit the lead back so hard it fell back into 27, you know, Hazlick, and end up creating piles and those guys would come. But, you know, Shane Bennett was shutting down the outside. I mean, he played a man among boys on the outside tonight. I mean, that was the key. If he could hold his ground at that end and not let get kicked out or washed down, we knew we had a great chance. And after the first, you know, two series, I knew that they were going to have to try to do something different because we were just so stout up front.
Well, I'm going to say this about Salvador. He's going to be up and early tomorrow because he's going to be sore, and he's going to be one soaking because he really did deliver some punishing hits. Saw him get up a couple times, a little bit slow, but thing is, though, he still stayed in the ball game, still delivered some great defensive shots. Now let's get back to LaSalle, because this is a guy that I'm going to say say this. I've only got to see him now twice. Of course, read a lot of things about him in the past, too. It's going to be interesting. I want to know how the GWAC is going to go on this when you go to quarterbacks when you got O'Neal up there at Scott City. But I'm going to tell you who really deserves it is a young man down here by name of LaSalle. And like I said, it's going to be a battle between those two guys who's going to be all whack quarterback. I'm throwing my vote in right now for LaSalle. Maybe you can get on your political box right now and kind of throw some votes his way also.
I'll tell you what, you know, my vote's always for him. You know, I take him over anybody that we have, you know, in the state. There's nobody out there in the state that I would give him up for. So he's good. He runs our offense. Our offense has to go through him. There's nobody else that could come in and take his place and I think do the same job that he's done. So it is what it is. I think he's the best quarterback in the area.
And you know how this goes right now. There's 16 teams going to be left here on the 3A side. I look at it the way it is right now that you've got 10 power teams in this 3A. Two of them are on the east side. Eight of them are over here on this half here on the west side. You're going to go up and actually go play one of them here on Saturday in Beloit. Do you get a chance to pick the time, what time that game's going to start? If you do, I don't want to make a suggestion. How about like 7 o'clock in the morning with a cup of coffee? Let's just get up early and get after it. And like I said, Beloit will be used to playing that late night one. Let's just get after and go get them.
You got to mutually agree on the time. They kind of contacted us before and said if we win, then it's going to be a 5 o'clock. You know, it's going to be a 5 o'clock game on Saturday. That way, they wanted it as close to 7 as possible, right. And it's like 4 hours. That would get us back way too late. So it's going to be a 5 o'clock start. We've already kind of agreed upon that. If both teams won, then it'll be a 5 o'clock start down there.
Well, you had a great crowd here tonight. I want Longhorn Nation to start planning ahead because since it's a 5 o'clock start, gives them plenty of time to load up and drive up to Beloit. Should be a great game. Like I said, you're going to see two powerhouses. Both teams like black, and that both teams also are very, very good. This ought to be a lot of fun. We talked about this on the air. Beloit's been a good team all year, scoring a lot of points. I think maybe 8 out of 10, they've been 50 or over. Thing is, you know what? Holcomb's pretty doggone good, too, because they've played Scott City the closest. No one has even come close to Scott City other than your guys' 14-point loss.
Now, we don't expect to go up there and give the game away. You know, we go expect there. I mean, you have to. You have to expect to win every time that you get onto the field. I mean, we're going with the intentions that we want to come back and host the next round at home. So we got a lot of work to do tonight. Tomorrow we get going. We're ready to go.